Sean with Voices of SE. Kelly, what do these gentlemen have to do?
I need your name, your pledge class, and a fun story.
All right. First off, name, pledge class?
Tim East, Alpha Xi.
All right.
Joe Finch, Alpha Xi.
Okay.
Trent Stone, Alpha Omicron.
Right. Jerry Service, Alpha Xi.
All right, who's got the first story?
Hey, I'll just tell you guys, the day I got engaged was the most memorable day of my life. I may have got to visit every spot in the city of Muncie with just a small puddle of shaving cream between me and total nudity.
Who got?
Well, you guys remember the guy in the casket? We can't tell that one. Remember Jerry? You remember Jerry running to... No, we can't tell that one.
Leave a name out and tell a story. How about that?
Well, so Trent Stone and I, started Patty Murphy back up. Probably
okay.
People don't know that.
All right.
It stopped after Hayes passed away in 70-something. So we restarted it in 84. No. Yeah, that'd be about right, 84. So anyway, one of the guys in the house at the time, remember his name? His parents owned the Batesville Casket Company.
Sam Dotson?
Dotson.
Sam Dotson.
So he gave us a casket, and that became the Patty Murphy casket. First year, Gary Riley was Patty Murphy. We had the Ball State cops helped us block traffic and everything, and we had a hearse. We went and picked up from some farm and...
Someplace.
Somewhere around Muncie. It broke down. We had some big limousine with a roof taken off. And so anyway, we stored the casket. Well, the next year we did Patty Murphy again. And that year was kind of a gangster theme. We'd get shot if we did it today. We ran all over campus like gangsters with these little fake-looking machine guns. So we'd get shot if we tried to do that today. And then we barge into like the sorority meetings, and we had a plaque made up. So if you were invited, you got this plaque, and that's how everybody knew who got to go. Well, when we were all seniors, living at the top of the jock, which, you know, the class after us tore to the ground, we decided and got bored one night that we should have some fun because a guy was falling asleep in the formal. So the girl, fell asleep. Been studying. So we went and grabbed this casket, brought it into the formal, gently lifted him up and put him in it, shut the lid, and off we go. A couple hours later, somebody said, "Hey, our casket's airtight." We all kind of looked at each other, didn't know. So we ran back to the house. Well, while we were gone, the little sisters had come over and pimped the house. So now there's toilet paper and everything everywhere, but the casket remains unmolested. So we cracked the lid open, put a crushed beer can in it, and thought we'd fulfilled our mission. So the next day, the guy gets up at lunch, and he's not looking very good. And we're like, "What's wrong?" He goes, "You're not going to believe it. I woke up in a casket." And I'm like, "Well, that's crazy. Who wakes up in a casket?" He goes, "I laid there for a couple minutes wondering if I was dead." So we decided that we shouldn't do that anymore. It was too high risk. But
okay. And we got another one? You got one?
Well, we'll just add to that one. You forgot that somebody wrapped him up in tape, too. Before we placed him in.
Sure. Well, we had to secure him.
What's the reason you guys chose SAE?
Because it was absolutely by far the best on campus at the time.
It really was.
I mean, yeah, it was. You know, it was athletic. You know, it was about that, and we were winning everything from an athletic standpoint
and academic. When we were older, we were winning all the academics too.
Yeah, his older brother was
a member.
Don was there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do you have something else you want to add? You're good?
No.
We're Phi Alpha. Kelly's going to take your picture, and I hope you guys have a good rest of the day.